And I went there for free. So that was excellent, yeah, too. Yeah. I didn't have to pay a thing.
Yeah. Well, I went to Vermont College, so I mean, I really enjoyed up there. But that program is very different where, you know, they bring in people for each semester,
right,
you know. So I mean, right. And then the faculty rotates to a certain extent.
Right, know. Right.
But the quality of the faculty there is, I mean, it's hard to get to qualify that kind of faculty because, you know, people also teach in other programs, but they just go there for those 2 weeks,
right,
to work in that program, and then, you know, then the rest of it's correspondence.
That's nice.
But I love
good.
That program.
That's
I would
good.
Trade it for anything.
Yeah. I mean, I wish we did have a few more visiting professors, a bit more alternative voices. For me, I wanted that.
Right.
But I was at the same time working there, I was always reading magazines, I was always reading books and trying to get all this extra information because I was excited. I wanted to go to New York. That was my thing. I knew I was going to go to New York. That was it, you know. So, yeah.
So what has been your experience as an African artist, an artist of the African diaspora? I mean, to me, that's something that, I mean, all these people are in this town for this art fair, and the number of artists from African diaspora is very low.
Yeah.
Not only the artists, but the visitors as well.
It's a very interesting story. I was talking with a friend of mine, Ngoni Fall. She's a curator and art critic. Based in Paris. And I was talking to her the other day, and she was telling me about all these conferences that she goes to, and having to, in a way, defend or explain what she's been doing. And this woman is serious. She has a great book right now on contemporary African art. She worked for Revue Noir, primarily almost at the beginning of it, and a very important woman. And she says, you know, all the work we've done, the 15 years of work, it seems like we haven't done a thing. When you go around and you say that, see that people don't know almost anything about contemporary African art, all the things that we've all the great things that we've produced. And having one of us go all the way to being director of Documenta, to all the magazines we've done, to all the artists that are part of the art world. Yeah, people don't know really much about it. But I think it just says that we just have to continue doing our work, you know, all of us in any way that we were doing it, if we were an artist or writer or critic or curator or museum person and whatnot, just have to continue doing the work to show that we're working.
And so in your teaching, I mean, what's your student body like? Because I know there's also the Florida A&M, which is,
yeah,
I'm sure the student bodies are pretty different.
Absolutely. Absolutely, they're different. I mean, these schools are right next to each other, essentially, but the histories are different, and they have, you know, they're both very important schools, both very, very important schools. But, yeah, they're very different. You can have students that will take classes at both universities because they might not necessarily have one aspect of a particular discipline the student is focusing on, but there's generally not that much communication between the administrations.
Right. Right. I can believe that.
Yeah, and
I've known faculty over the years, and the faculties have always told me there's been this kind of disconnect between the two universities.
And it's not that it's not. There is desire for this to happen amongst this particular faculty. One would want to try to create and build these bridges, but there's a certain kind of cultural differences, as we know, and political differences that might not make that necessarily happen. But you know, they do work together on different levels, economic levels. You know, certain departments that might have economic benefit working with each other, they do that. And you know, you see it down the line when it's, I'll just be flat, when it's a bit about just, when it's about based on a lot of money and a lot of the green, basically, you know, then it's like things can move easier, but that's like in every aspect of life.
Right. Academia is a strange place.
It is.
I know I was trying to...
Thank you for listening, and hopefully we will be back soon with another interview. Actually, we do have another interview coming online. And until that time, enjoy the rest of the site. Thank you very much.